Hey everyone, welcome to the Rohan Srivastava show. Today we have a very special guest. He is working with TVF as a writer. He's a very good actor and with lot of passion and compassion in his heart, head and soul. He is Rishabh Srivastava and is now on our show. So first of all, I want to ask you, Rishabh, how are you?
I am doing very good, pretty good. Thank you, Rohan, for inviting me on your show. It's been a great pleasure to be on your show. Thanks.
Okay, so the first detail I want you to get out of is how you get into TV, because I think a lot of people right now listening to this are curious about that.
Yeah, it's been my opportunity to, like, I can answer this question. Like, I remember, like, I used to ask these questions from many people on Instagram. I used to DM them, the people who work in TV, obviously. So I used to, like, questions ki, brother, how you get into TVF. See, to get into TVF is really hard and really easy. It's just like an oxymoron. It's been hard because the boundary have to cross. It's like you have to give your best to get into TVF, and if you give your best, then it's the most easiest thing to get into TVF. So it's all about hard work and working in the right direction. Like, well, in my case, I have sent my scripts to them. Like, I have sent them almost like 20 to 30 scripts. And I have written a web series also, which I have sent to them. So yeah, I used to send them my scripts for two and a half years. And finally, one day, I got a call from TVF.
Okay, great. So what I think personally, that when you're working with a digital entertainment media company, the work pressure is so much, and because you have to manage so much scripts, the new videos are emerging, you have to see the analytics and so much things were there. So how you manage your work and what's your work ethic when you're working with such professionals?
Yeah, well, it was my first time I was working with professionals. Like, it is my first office. I was in first year of my graduation college.
Okay.
So yeah, I was just a school pass out kid. So the pressure I saw at my office, and I'm seeing it in my office, is like, you know, you have to deliver a script like by next morning, and you have no idea, no clue, and you have to write it on yourself only. Like, it is a creative work. Creative work always need certain
yes, true,
time.
True.
And exactly, like you can relate to it, right, Rohan?
Right.
So, creative thing always require time, and it depends on your mood even. Like, sometimes you don't just feel good. You feel like, nahi hoga, and you just quit. And it's very okay if you are a professional. If you are professionally a creative person, then it's normal. Okay, like. Writer's block, if you have heard about it, writer's block. So yeah, but when I came to office, to deal with this is like really hard. Like, we have so much of targets, brands, promotions, and we have to deliver this script by next morning, or we have narrations, client narrations, we have to shoot it and then release it because, you know, company paisa. So yeah, to dealing with the...
Okay, so I will interrupt you right here, because what I think that it's actually true that when you're working in office, then the pressure from your office put you in a mode of execution. When you are at your home and you want to execute something, it's a bit hard. But when you are on office, the pressure of your peers and the boss pressure is put you in a mood to execute.
Okay. Well, I agree and disagree both. I agree in this way, like, yeah, it happens. But in creative field, the only thing which motivates you the most is your own soul.
Okay.
No boss can do it. None of your peers can do it. If you want to work, if your soul push you, then you will give your best. Like, the script which I have sent to TVF, which was selected by Avinabh Balan, the creative head of the Screenpathy. So, I have written it on myself. He never gave me any, you know, time limit or nothing. I just wrote it and I just sent him, and it was the best. So, yeah, I have written Rabish ki report. episode 11, I guess, school PTM. So in that episode, you know, there was a huge pressure of the whole team. It was a branded product. So we have to, you know, client.
Sorry to interrupt you again, but with which company were working?
Unacademy. Okay. Yeah, we were doing it for Unacademy. So dealing with the pressure, you can say, you know, the time teaches you everything. And if you want to do this, then, you know, it comes with these, like...
obsession, you need obsession, right?
Yeah, right. I wanted to write something, I want to create. So I know hustle will come with creation. When you create something, you have to do too much hustle. So yeah, it's very okay.
Okay, great. So what's your future plan? As right now, you're working in TVF as a writer. And I know because you have done pretty well ad films, so I know that you are also a good actor. So how you want to see yourself after 10 years?
After 10 years, I want to see myself as an actor. As a famous Bollywood A-list actor.
Okay.
It sounds really selfish, but yeah. I want to become an actor. Like, mm-hmm. So yeah, and I want to write a web series. Like, my future plans are like to write web series, web shows, sketches, more sketches, funny videos on TVF and other companies, and yeah, to work in Bollywood movies. That's it.
Okay, so this acting, Bollywood and writing things are from your childhood, or you saw someone in your teenage, like some Bollywood stars like Shah Rukh Khan, or like where did you get this from?
Yeah, Shah Rukh Khan did a huge, you know, influence on me.
Okay, okay.
But the love for cinema actually grew up. I remember it was also because of Shah Rukh Khan. So the first movie I watched in theater was Devdas in 2001. I was a 1 year kid only, you know, in my mind, I have few glances. 1 year, like I was 1 year only, and I have few glances, like the screen. I don't know. I don't remember any of the scenes, but I just have a glance.
Mm-hmm.
At a glance, so I just have few glimpses and all. So yeah, I always want, from when I was 2 or 3 or 4, I said to my father one day that I want to come on TV. I want to get into TV.
So at that time, you don't know what an actor is. You
no,
just
I don't
said
know.
That act- you want to
yes,
be on TV.
Yes, I just want to do, you know, telecast on TV. I just want to show my face on TV.
On TV. You want to be seen on TV.
Yeah, that's it. And that time, a test match was going on, and Sachin Tendulkar was on TV.
Batting.
So I saw Sachin Tendulkar's face and saw my father, I want to be on TV. That's only thing.
Okay.
And in 2002 or 3, we don't have LCD screens. We have a, you know, box TV. Those old TV with a box.
Yeah.
So I thought ki these actors or the TV persons actually live under that box.
Okay.
So I have made a hole in TV to get into that box, and I thought ki I'm quite like, you know, I'm quite big. If I compare myself, I will not fit into this box.
Yes.
Yeah. So as time flew, I grew up. So a word hero was introduced to me.
Okay.
So someone said me ki tu hero banega. Tu hero hai. Tu hero hai. So tu hero hai. Arey tum to hero lagte ho. These words made a huge influence also. So I thought ki yaar main to hero hu. तो इसके बाद ऐसा ही होता गया. लोगों ने कहा कि तुम बॉम्बे चले जाओ, बॉम्बे जाओगे तो हीरो बन जाओगे. एंड आई थॉट किया बॉम्बे. सो मेरे फ्यूचर प्लान्स बस ऐसे थे कि आई विल डू माय स्कूल एंड आई विल फ्लू टू बॉम्बे, आई विल गो टू बॉम्बे एंड वहाँ मैं जाके हीरो बन जाऊँगा. कोई मुझे देखेगा और बोलेगा ठीक है आज से तुम हीरो हो और मैं अगला शाहरुख खान. तो व्हेन आई वाज किड आई वाज अ ह्यूज ऋतिक फैन. फिर मैं जब मुझे लगा कि नहीं थोड़ी बहुत मुझे एक्टिंग की समझ होने लग गई तो मैं शाहरुख का फ़ैन हो गया. जब मुझे सच में एक्टिंग की समझ हुई है तो मैं फ़ैन नहीं बनता हूँ, मैं लोगों से सीखना ज़्यादा पसंद करता हूँ. सो या ऐसा ही हुआ था. एंड फिर धीरे धीरे वो हीरो वर्ड भी फेड होता गया. यू नो, आप बचपन में काफ़ी वर्ड से इंट्रोड्यूस होते हो, फिर वो वर्ड तो वो हीरो वर्ड के बाद पता चला कि एक्टर कुछ होता है. तो फिर हो गया कि हाँ एक्टर बनना है. तो ये सपने लिए चल रहा हूँ. एंड नाउ आई एम इन बॉम्बे and I'm seeing the life of a struggling actor and all. So yeah, it's good.
Okay, so how these all young bloods can get into TVF? What's your one number one tip for them?
Tip. First, I want all those young kids, ki why you want to get into TVF?
Okay, so you are telling them to clear their why.
Yeah, why you want to get into TVF? Like many of my friends ask me, ki how they can join TVF or how can they act in web series, and they have no connection with acting. They never wanted to become an actor, and they don't want to become an actor. They just want to become famous.
Okay.
So if you want to become famous, if you want your face on, you know, Instagram with blue tech and all, then don't come to TVF at all. If you want to learn, if you want to do filmmaking by soul, not to become famous, then only you can. You should start thinking of TVF, because you know these rosy dreams is not true. If you become an actor just for the sake that you will become millionaire one day and become famous, then never try for it. So those who really want to get into TVF don't hire actors. They hire writers, directors, script writers, obviously, assistant directors, makeup, costumes. So yeah, just visit careers@thevidalfavor.com on the TVF Play app, and if you want to send your scripts, do send it at scripts@thevidalfavor.com, and if you will get selected, you will get a call.
Okay, so as I've said before, that you also do ad films, and you often get ad films. How do you get ad films? What's your opportunity plan?
Yeah, I auditioned for it when I was in Delhi or in Bombay. I used to go to auditions, and that's a simple game. You just go for audition and say hi.
How you come to know about when the audition is happening? Like, where did you get all the information from?
Today, you know, social media and internet is a great savior.
So some platforms or some channels you want to introduce, which people can follow here. So
yeah, you can go and search it on Instagram, like DM Stars, and huge like Jogi Casting, Mukesh Chhabra Casting, Shanu Sharma, and there are a lot of people who are doing castings. So you can just go and follow them on their Instagram. Casting Bay, casting agency which is working for TVF also.
Okay.
By Abhishek Banerjee, who played the role of compounder in famous web series Mirzapur. Yeah, he runs the company Casting Bay.
Okay.
And they do auditions. So yeah, just go for audition and try your luck. Don't try your luck. Show your acting.
Okay, great. So what's your perspective when it comes to acting, and how you see what an actor really is?
In a simple term, I would say acting is doing. That's it.
Okay. So do you think that this college education has to do nothing with your acting career?
I'm sorry, Rohan. I just want to elaborate my last line.
Okay.
I want to answer. As you asked me a question, like what was your question, last question about acting?
What's your perspective on acting?
It is a very descriptive question. Like I cannot. It was just a one liner. Like acting is
doing.
What it actually means is saying a dialogue or doing an action is not acting.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to say a dialogue, stop, and there is a 3-minute pause where I just have to look at the person.
Okay.
The moment how I stare at him or how I do the actions is acting. And acting is not those teary eyes or, you know, shivering and all. If unnecessary, if it is necessary, do it. What comes naturally to it. Don't add flavors. This is not like, you know, this is not a preservative food that you have to add flavors. It is a 2-minute food. You have to just do it and just, you know, serve it to the audience. If you preserve it for later, it will never gonna work.
Okay. So I was asking that, do you think that this that college education has to do nothing with your acting career, and all these new platforms are emerging, this digital media, all the things have started on YouTube with different platforms like Alright and TVF also. So what do you think, that this has to do nothing with their college?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
Like, people these days think that acting has to do nothing with their college education.
Okay.
As this new social media platform, sorry, as of these new digital entertainment channels are emerging, so what do you think, education has a role to play in acting or not, your formal education?
Yeah, obviously acting and everything is based on your education, but I didn't get it, Rohan, like how you're connecting acting and college life. You know, you're asking about
is formal academics or education, college education,
and how it is connected to digital industry, like All Right or OkCupid.
Like Dropout, I want to get into the dropout boom that's going around our country right now. Like, people are thinking that they will drop out and become actor. What's your opinion on that? Is education or college education is necessary or not?
Well, people do dropouts for Bollywood also, nothing to do with digital. Like Sushant Singh Rajput has dropped out his engineering to become an actor in Bollywood or in TV series. Okay. He don't drop out for digital, so it has nothing to do with this
medium. I've asked you because you are in digital, so
okay. So yeah, from my perspective, formal education is very, very important and necessary. At least you should be graduate. At least it's my perspective. And if you want to become an actor, you should have wider dimensions of your own personality. The more you learn, the more you study, the more wider and a great actor you become. So yeah, formal education is important.
Okay, so thank you so much. I want to end up this conversation now. This was our show's first one-to-one interview, and I hope our audience has learned something from you and they got to know like how the real experience when it comes to a digital company. And so that's all for this episode. I will see you guys on my next episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rohan, again for inviting me on your show.
Thank you. Welcome.